You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rob G tweets me, Starkey, you're delusional about the Pirates and quit trying to tell the fans, F-A-N-S capitalized, how they should think, you moron. Well, Rob, you're actually the moron in this situation because I didn't try to tell Pirates fans how they should think. In fact, I said if you're forever turned off by this franchise's incompetence, I totally understand. Delusional because I say they're around a 500 team under Don Kelly and they need to get about, 5 to 10 games better to be a wild card team. And with the top of the rotation, that would include Skeens and Chandler. They're not that far away. That's delusional. I think you're delusional, Rob. And by the way, as far as fans go, I'm on the record and on board with the people who are over there loyally all the time still. I don't know if you're guilty of this, but there's plenty of media and other fans who don't bother to go to the games or simply don't want to, which, again, I don't blame them. But they want to call the most loyal fans part of the problem and suckers and things like that. I would rail against those people, not the loyal fans. And good for those fans that they got rewarded the other night with an awesome night at the ballpark. So I think you're delusional, and I think you're a moron. Limits, let's go to the lines.
Sounds good. Let's start with our friend Harry in Westview to chime in on the Pirates.
Hello, Harry in Westview.
Good day, Jeff. I agree with everything you said. The thing is, it sounds like you want to do the old Penguins plan and bring the young ones up, which I'm all for. And
wait,
I don't like seeing the young people from down in the minors. Give them more of a chance right off the bat.
No, I'm more interested in going out and I'm interested in trading Mitch Keller or some young pitching to bring in hitters that can already hit and have proven to do that in the majors.
Okay. And then, you know what, the payroll can't be. I finally looked at the payroll. I don't like to look at the payroll for major league teams. We're pathetically bad. I mean, we really are compared to like competitive teams like Milwaukee and Seattle.
Yeah.
And I know you can't get around saying that. But
Wait, what did you say?
You can't get around saying that. I mean, they're not willing to spend. You did say it, actually.
I said it roughly 1 billion times over the last 20 years. Yeah, the payroll is pathetic, and the owner needs to fund this team better. Yeah, that everybody knows that by now.
Well, who would you acquire, though? I look at the list, and who would you get for, like, third base? Who would you get for first base? And, I mean, what would you do?
A $10 million player? Something like that, like they spent on Chapman 2 years ago. Get me a $10 million hitter. I don't need Mike Schmidt at third base. I need somebody who can hit a baseball. And then
how much have they spent on old players, do you think, over the years that haven't been worth it? The one-year deals and...
Lots. And that's one of the problems is they spend the little money that they have to spend. They try to parse out like Charrington did and bring in three bad players or three mediocre players instead of using it like he did with Chapman 2 years ago. Spend $10 million at least on one guy who can play.
You know what? If it was my team, no lie. I would get Tucker from Chicago because he makes the team go. I would spend the money. I don't care if it would be $40 million a year, and you would have an established player for years.
That's just not going to happen.
All right, here
it should. It should happen, but it's not. I'm trying to look at realistic solutions.
Here is Ron in Bethel Park.
Hey, Joe. I like your optimism, buddy, but the other numbers prove that the Pirates aren't just two players away. They are the least scoring runs in baseball team. They're bottom on average, batting average. And I do believe they're at the bottom of getting shut out themselves.
Yeah.
So two batters.
Right.
You can pitch around two batters, Joe.
And yet they're right around 500 under their current manager. So how are they not close? They need to go from around 500 to above 500 slightly.
Because you could pitch around two batters.
Right. So they need to go out and get two more batters.
Right, but I'll pitch around them. I'll face Triolo. I'll get bases loaded and still face him.
Right. Yeah. He'll be a gatekeeper until Griffin gets here. They need a couple of hitters to improve their team. You think Chandler improves the team?
They definitely do. Like I said, I love your optimism, but I will pitch around two batters. They need three.
I'm curious how you would define my optimism, because I also qualified it by saying if you don't fire the GM, then none of this matters. That's number one.
Well, that's true.
Number two is they're a 500 team basically under Kelly. They need to improve by about five games. You're talking about it like I'm some wild-eyed optimist about this. I'm looking at two hitters and improving by 5 to 8 games. You don't think that's possible?
But I'm not just going after a wild card game. A wild card game gets you in the dance, but it doesn't mean you can dance.
Yeah, okay. What are you looking at then? The World Series next year?
No, I'd like to see him win a playoff series.
Yeah, me too.
Not just one game. You don't have to get excited, but not just one game.
Well, you have to win two now anyway to win the wild card series. But yes, we agree on that eventually, but you got to start somewhere. And if you're in the wild card mix, then you're contending. I want to see them contend for a wild card next year, and I don't think that's crazy. Good night, Limits. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny today with a high of Ramon Foster. Great weather for Bob to play golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's the very rarely pomp and always on vacation Joe Show. Join us tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.